Welcome to hour number three of Rosie on the House, your Saturday morning tradition for 28 years. If you're a regular listener or a listener of the past 7 years, you know that the first Saturday in December, we broadcast live from the balcony of the Jersey Lily Saloon on Whiskey Row as kind of a preamble to the Christmas parade. It'll be the 43rd annual Christmas parade.
And it's a good one.
Starts at 1 o'clock, so you still have plenty of time to get here and grab a seat somewhere along the courthouse square. At 5 o'clock tonight, the courthouse lighting starts. They just do the reading of the Christmas story. They sing carols, and at 6 o'clock, they flip the switch, and 113 of the 170 trees get lit at the courthouse. It's a beautiful display. Occasionally, about every 10 years, you get a nice snow cover. You won't have to worry about that this time, so don't worry about your snow boots today. It's beautiful weather. The sun's out. It's blue sky, no breeze, so it's just a nice, calm, cool mountain air this morning. And we've got the privilege of having Mayor Larry Oberlin join us here.
Hello. How are you today?
I'm very well, but I'm very self-conscious just leaving it at mayor. And that's a very, very understatement to the accomplishments in your life.
All right.
a native of Prescott.
Yes.
That's incredible all by itself. Not you're one of 100,000 with that yeah. alone.
Yeah. There's still a few of us around.
Yeah, I imagine there's a few. Tell the story of that. How do you become a native of Prescott? What brought your folks here, and when did that happen?
Yeah, my dad immigrated from Sweden. Came into Ellis Island, went to Colorado, worked on a ranch there, didn't like the cold, said he got out of Sweden to get away from the cold. Came down here and started working for old man Perkins out of Perkinsville.
Sure, okay.
As a cowpuncher, and he was a deputy brand inspector here in the 30s, and then went and served in the Second World War right after Pearl Harbor.
Wow, then you grew up here in Prescott.
Yes, I did.
And graduate high school.
Correct, 65.
And jump out to what college?
I went over to Arizona State College, then now Northern Arizona University.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
And then you finish?
No, I had about a year and a half, and I got drafted.
Okay.
Greetings, salutations from the president.
And yes.
Went in 67. Went to helicopter okay. flight school, and then served in Vietnam, two tours.
Okay, not only I'm old enough to know, when Richard Nixon stopped the draft, the last year we had the draft was the first year I was eligible. You remember the draft. They had two spin buckets. You got your date in one and a number in the other. And my birthday came out as 364. So I served for a little time in ROTC in college. So not only did you go in when it was still fairly hot, but you opted for the hottest seat in the whole war.
That's correct. Yeah.
Thank you for your service.
Yeah, thank you.
So you serve 30 plus years?
33 years total, yeah.
Okay. Touring the world?
Yes.
And retire as Brigadier General?
Correct.
And come back home to Prescott?
Yes.
And take over the mayor's seat?
Well, yeah, I was fortunate to get elected in to be mayor.
That's beautiful. Well, we are highlighting Prescott today. In the 7 o'clock hour, we had the executive director of the Charlotte Hall Museum. AAA calls that the crown jewel of Central Arizona. It's a great four-acre museum right here located just two blocks of downtown Prescott. If you didn't hear that 7 o'clock hour, go to the website and listen to it now, because wherever you're listening to us in the great state of Arizona right now, you have time to get to Prescott for the parade that starts at 1, the tree lighting that starts at 6, and then the Christmas festivities at Charlotte Hall that follows the lighting, which includes cast characters dressed in period clothing. You've got hot cider and hot chocolate for the kids. You have an opportunity to walk through the entire museum. And in thank you to Mr. Vail and the City of Prescott and the Charlotte Hall Museum, it's $5 admittance for an adult. All kids are free. And Rosie's going to cover the first 100 guests that get there tonight as our token of appreciation for allowing us to come up here and be a part of the Prescott activities this weekend. If you'd like to join the conversation, you can give us a call at 1-888-767-4348. You can also text us.
411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. It's the open line hour. So we'll take any question you have about your house, home, castle, or cabin.
We're going to have a conversation with the mayor, but if you'd like to have a conversation about a project around your home, again, wherever you are in the state of Arizona, my wife, sweet Jennifer, picks up the tab. She's arranged for it to be a toll-free call for you. Give us a ring and let's visit about what you're trying to get done prior to the Christmas celebration at your house. Maybe you're trying to get ready for in-laws coming in, or a special prize or a special room that you'd like to get done. Give us a call and we'll see what we can't do to lend our 50 years of remodeling experience to work for you. We'll give you tricks of the trade, the tools that should be used, or even give you some brand name recognitions of products we've used successfully over all those years right here in Arizona. Let's get back to our conversation with the mayor. And again, we'd like to thank you in particular for taking the time out of your Saturday morning to join us on a weekend like this in Prescott. I imagine you've got a pretty full schedule.
Yes, I do. And thank you for having me. And I'll just go ahead and give you a little history of Prescott. We don't call it the square.
Okay.
It's called the plaza.
Okay.
Because it's not square, it's rectangular. So that's one way you know people have been here a long
time. Thank
you. They call it a plaza rather than the square.
So okay.
Just a little bit of information.
That's great to know. I hate being an outsider. Okay, so the courthouse plaza.
Correct.
All right. It will light up tonight at 6 o'clock.
It will light up tonight.
Okay.
Yes.
Well,
somebody coming in, the parking garage behind Whiskey Row, probably full pretty quick. Where else can they park? How do they walk in? Is there going to be a lot of traffic signaling out there?
I'd have to check on that. But a lot of people park up to the west here. There's various large areas up in there where they can park. A lot of people park along the streets. We have people park over in City Hall. And also we have a parking lot just down the street here on Montezuma across from some of the bars. There's quite a bit of parking here, really, and a lot of people actually park all the way down around where the old Alperson used to be and walk up.
And the parking is a little bit of an issue because there's no parking around the plaza.
Right.
Right?
You got it.
Okay. Let's talk a little bit about what you're seeing here in the city of Prescott and generally what we're seeing in Yavapai County overall, because as a participant in the real estate and the construction industry in Arizona, there were some real pieces of prime property ripe for the plucking about 5 or 6 years ago. And, boy, y'all have really come back roaring.
Yes, we have. And I guess the short story is business remains good, and our development activity continues an upward trend. Single-family building permits are up 250% from 5 years ago. We have 316 single-family permits issued last year. And we're exceeding that this year. Our value last year of home permits was about $99 million. And in June of this year, we had, in one single month, 56 permits issued.
Wow.
And that's the last time we did that was in 2007.
The good old days.
Yeah, the good old days. So the valuation of the homes continues to go up, and I think right now it's exceeding $190 million.
There are actually certain national real estate consulting services that are saying that Phoenix could possibly be the number one housing market in the entire country for 2017. And y'all are hooked at the hip with how Phoenix goes, y'all go.
Right.
So it's an incredible opportunity. If you ever, I'm talking to all of you down in Phoenix, if you've ever considered getting out of that desert floor and moving to the center of Arizona, where you're just an hour drive away from anything you possibly could want to experience, this is the time to come take a look at Prescott.
Right. And, you know, we're surrounded on three sides, two sides by forest on the west and south, and, of course, we have Prescott Valley on the east. So most of our new building is occurring north up around the airport, and that's a very strong area for us right now. As a matter of fact, we've had several annexations in that area, and we're looking at possibly some more annexing some more land into the city.
How far will y'all think?
As far as population-wise? Or?
No, just how far will y'all take the city limits? Now, you got to stop at West Sedona. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah. No, I think we'll probably not get much beyond the airport.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we have enjoyed coming to Prescott for a lot of years. My biggest memories and best memories of Prescott are the year we came here for the 200-year celebration of July 4th with the fireworks show out at the airport. That's back when the show, everybody drove out there and spread their blankets on the ground, and we watched the show there, the rodeo. That was the year I think they were filming Junior Bonner. Was that the name of that movie?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or they had just finished it at that point. So, boy, yeah. Prescott was alive. 1976. That was right. That was a great, great weekend that we had up here. So let's we've shined the light on Charlotte Hall. Let's shine the light on Prescott in general. You've talked about the building activity that's going up. Well, how about the industry that are coming to town and to the county?
We've had some industry come into town, about three businesses. I'm talking with some people right now that are – there's two other businesses that are looking at coming in. You know, we're trying to increase the commercial business out at the airport. We have a fair amount of land out there that could be used for commercial development. And we're also trying to improve the commercial aviation out there. A lot of business leaders in town have indicated that they would like to have better commercial air service out of Prescott. So we're working on that. As a matter of fact, I met with the FAA yesterday and also the company that's going to provide airline service for us. And looks like things are really improving. We're finally going to get a 30-passenger plane that's got a bathroom in it and going to L.A. and Denver. And things are going to be a great opportunity for people to not have to go to Phoenix and try and fight going down I-17.
Oh, that'll be a hoot. That'll be a fantastic boost for the entire community. Mayor Harry Olberg, we certainly appreciate you joining us here at Rosie on the House. You've got 30 seconds to roll out an invitation to all state of Arizona, to your city. Take it away.
Well, I invite everybody to come up this weekend if they can, or anytime this month. As you mentioned earlier, Governor Rose Mofford made us the Arizona's Christmas City back in 1969, and we've taken that very seriously. We just had a light parade last week. Of course, we got the Christmas parade this week. We got the courthouse lighting tonight and the plaza lighting.
And the plaza lighting stays lit till?
For 6 weeks.
Okay.
It'll be up to about the middle of January before we finally shut the lights off.
Fantastic. Mayor, thanks a million for taking time out of your busy schedule, and particularly this busy weekend, to join us and all our listeners here at Rosie on the House.
Well, thank you.